I'm recording.
I'm a grinning.
I am also recording at an appropriate level and volume.
I'm having trouble controlling the modulation of my voice. So Ian, one of my coworkers made me sad because they're 49ers fans and they went to the game on Sunday and they wore a shirt that said Purdy Don Relevant. And I just shook my head at her and went, never wear that shirt again.
That's solid shirt. What a great pun.
I'm like, that is terrible pun.
That's a pretty solid pun, dude.
It made me chuckle, but it made me sad.
It should. It was well conceived.
I was like, well, it's a good thing you wore something because your team showed up and mine, I never left the locker room from what I can tell on offense. They were the giant poo bag.
Sorry. Kelly and I were having some Saturday Night Live nostalgia, and we decided we were going to share it with Owen without previewing it first.
Okay. Did you accidentally run into?
Well, we wanted to share with him the Kings of Catchphrase comedy.
Cheeseburger!
Slappy Pappy!
Slappy Pappy! I love Slappy Pappy.
Beef jelly!
Beef jelly!
So I play it, and it starts off just a little bit weird. It's like, it's Slappy Pappy's like, yo, you ever get chased by a Dracula? You just gotta turn around and trip that Slappy Pappy! And I'm laughing and I just let it go. And then Keenan comes on and he's like, yo, you ever come home and your woman's eating a dookie and she's got a dookie in your hand? How'd I get a dookie in your hand? You put it in your hand, you nasty beef jelly. At this point, Kelly's just like, please turn it off. Owen can't be hearing this. But I'm just dying laughing because it's the best thing I've seen all day long. And I was just failed as a dad.
Yeah, but I do enjoy the Kings of Catchphrase comedy.
Funky boy.
And the best part of that whole skit is that there are no jokes.
No.
It is just something completely meaningless, followed up by a slappy pappy. God, that is funny every time.
It really is.
The channel is open. Old Sartut for the win.
A slappy pappy, bang, bang. I'm sure old man started to totally watch the pre-season episode of The Masked Singer where they, you know, convinced the actual singer to show up, put on a costume for one episode only, and then immediately, you know, get off the show.
Sweet.
It was good, though.
Good.
Not the episode, her singing.
Oh, okay.
It was the Demi Lovato.
Sweet.
Yeah, she's a pretty good singer. Oh, he's got no TV. So he missed it.
That seems like a no.
Yeah.
It does.
Dark times ahead.
Slap it, Papa. Did you ever run into one of those really bad court shows on TV?
Nope.
So, at work, we normally, you know, take a break at 12:30 and turn on Steve Harvey and the Family Feud.
You would.
Yeah,
you're
we do.
You're a monster. But continue.
Some days, the Channel 6 likes to replace Family Feud with insert paid infomercial here. Right?
Yep.
So we're like, well, we don't want to watch infomercial. So we had been flipping over. They've been showing the really terrible Jay Leno, You Bet Your Life show.
Okay.
Which is terrible.
That doesn't sound good.
No, it's not good. But it's better than anything else because we only get like 5 channels at work. Like we have the absolute barest possible basic cable. It comes with like no channels. So they took off the Jay Leno show and it kept on the guide. It said it was some new game show that had just come out, that it was, you know, this was the preview, it was coming this fall, and I don't remember, I've already forgotten what the name of it is. But we're like, oh, okay, we'll check this out. Except it wasn't that game show. It was a show called Couples Court, which has two lawyers who claim to be judges who are a married couple. Now, you know, the one dude kind of reminds you of Cleveland Brown from Family Guy. Except he's got that, you know, that thing where his eyes are never open, really. Like, he's always got the, it always looks like he's just barely awake at all times. And he's one of the judges. And the whole episodes, we had to watch through two of these now. Both, apparently the couples court show is just for people who one partner is cheating on the other partner. They exchange pointless evidence for 20 minutes for no good reason. And then they take the one partner who's the cheater, put them on the polygraph machine, and tell you whether or not they've been cheating. There was discussions of car drives with, you know, things happening in a car, and the guy wrecked the car, and he's like, I didn't wreck the car because of things that were happening. This rabbit jumped out in front of me, and that's why I wrecked the car. And she's like, I don't believe you, blah, blah, blah. And then he walked over to like a white screen, you know, like a green screen kind of thing, and they had dramatically showed him driving the car and dodging the rabbit. And he passed the lie detector saying that he was not having relations in that car. He dodged a rabbit. So that couple got back together. It was very, very
sweet.
Nice. Yeah.
Congratulations to those guys.
Yeah. And it keeps telling me that show went off the air like 3 years ago, but you could go to youtube.com/ couples court and just watch all the episodes there.
Oh, great. Great. Now I can feel like I can be part of this.
Yeah. So if you need some really bad television, check out Couples Court on YouTube. All right, now that we've chased away all the listeners of this show.
Well done. Yeah. Now we're free to just explore. Explore Woo! The space, Craig. Just roam around and explore the space.
The cock of the walk, baby. When I'm done here, you're all going to be wearing gold-plated diapers.
What does that even mean?
I have no idea.
Never question Bruce Dickinson.
Never question Bruce Dickinson. All I know is that if rock legend Bruce Dickinson wants more cowbell, I'm going to give him more cowbell. God, that sketch is solid gold. We were just talking about that today because somehow we got on old TV shows and somehow I just found out that apparently, oh my God, I just forgot his name. Christopher Walken was on the boat with Robert Wagner when, what's her name, drowned.
Wood.
Yeah, Natalie Wood died.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Oh, yes. He is a person of interest.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Who knew Champagne was from France? I did not know. All right, in any case, let's roll with this. It's well after 9 o'clock.
In any case, I have a Prophecy 5-pack sitting here next to me on my desk while I'm Ooh. Podcasting with his scary eyes staring me down every time I look to my right.
I love those movies.
I do too.
Is that last one the one that's in like Bulgaria or somewhere bizarro?
I believe yes. Yeah. It might have been the fourth one. I'm not sure.
I just know one of them is in like some Eastern Bloc European country, and I'm like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
But I do love it. Alright, greetings true believers, welcome to the 396th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I've got Ian here, he laughs at my bad jokes. Ray, I haven't heard of for 10 minutes, maybe he's still alive. Are you there?
I am, hello.
Oh, alright, we didn't chase Ray away. Victory. This is the week of 9-13 through, that's not right. How about 9-11 through?
No.
No, 9-13, no, today's the 13th. 9-13 through 9-20, man,
You got it. Just read it.
I should just read it. Don't read anything you put in front of him.
Totally.
And your 7-day four-star crash of the Titans. This week, maybe really there was Cable and Bishop.
There was.
Yeah, that could be. I haven't tried it yet.
As opposed to last week's fictitious Cable and Bishop. Did you overclock? You didn't overclock yourself yet?
Nah, I'll give it a go after the show, see if anything goes well, but
all right.
I'll report back later.
Next week it says Cloak and Dagger versus Strange, but shouldn't next week be a double fight? Isn't it already?
Yeah, there's a question mark.
Well, I put that there.
I don't know then.
I usually depend on Samurai to get that right, but he didn't have two pictures on the thing, so.
I just rely on the script.
Yeah. Well, don't do that. In Storyland, have you welcomed Penny to S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I certainly did.
I also did?
All right.
Yeah, I'd like to comment on that, actually. That was awful. The very first fight where you had to fight...
that first fight was sucked.
Mysterio, yes. A completely mediocre four-star, and he just dominated time after time. It's really... I think my problem is, why are they showcasing their new character by showing how bad she is against a mediocre four-star.
Well, no, the problem was her one good power is the stun, and he can't, then they made it so you couldn't stun him.
Sure.
So you're like, well, I can't do anything then. Horrible.
Yeah.
So you had to just eventually get enough red to, you know, punch him to death.
Oh, my plan turned to be just deny, deny, deny. Like, I just took away all the purple and yellow. And just match damage
him slowly to death?
Yeah, because if he fired purple, then he's invisible and you can do nothing. So...
Yep.
And he's got a power that changes, what, when he makes a purple, yellow match, he gets purple? So...
It's purple AP, yeah.
It was a pain. I did not like it.
Yeah, and that black stomp, that's not very good.
No.
At least it didn't play that way.
No, it was not.
Yeah. Otherwise, in Storyland, Hearts of Darkness is running. That'll get you Vulture, Penny, Gwenom. Placement there is Ghost Rider and some Onslaught. And as always, just for Ian, the Puzzle Gauntlet returns, where you can get yourself a Destroyer gun, I believe.
Sweet. Sign me up.
The Space Ghost season's still running, plus the Class of 2020. But right now it is Fly Fight Win, getting you BDSM and MODOK. Placement is Rambo and some Black Panther. I don't know who Tambo is, because that's clearly what I wrote, but it is Monica Rambo. All right, let's hit the release notes. Ian, you sitting down? We got a clue.
Whoa, Nelly, I'm ready.
All right, this is release 286. The clue is stylish kicks. Now, should we all just say this together? Because clearly, if anyone's got stylish kicks, the only answer is, of course...
Kickboxing legend.
Batroc the Leaper.
Batroc the Leaper?
I mean, are they just messing with us?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they are.
Someone who wears fancy sneakers?
Just like the first time the old devs trolled me by telling me I was getting Dazzler like 2 years before they ever gave me Dazzler.
Right, right.
So, I don't know. Stylish kicks. There you go. new feature, which I've got details on, but the auto ability firing is here and is defaulted to on for new users, and experienced people can turn it on or off. So, I gotta ask, why do you want to take the strategy out of the game?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm not... I saw a lot of people like, why are they doing that? Like, they were angry. I'm not angry, I'm confused. I don't understand why you would want this.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you know, you want to time your stuns and time your thing, you know. I don't want just my powers just firing away willy-nilly.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I've got it turned off. That's all I need to know.
I mean...
I can turn it off and ignore it forever? Good enough.
I have to imagine somebody asked for it.
Okay.
Right. Who? Why?
Yeah, I said is the fact that I immediately got logged in, checked my settings. It was turned off. I went, great. I don't have to think about this ever again. So, I will just ignore that it's part of the game. Because I don't get it. But in something more interesting, though, coming tomorrow, they claim.
Allegedly.
We have a rebalance for Prowler.
Ooh.
Coming. Got no details.
Scandal.
Yeah, okay. But I guess we'll find out next week. And then starting on Friday, it says, get ready to celebrate National Hispanic Heritage Month.
Okay.
Sweet.
So I'm sure something rewarding will be coming your way there. That's the news.
Nice.
Do you have anything else for the news?
I do not currently.
There's been more sinkholes around town. Like,
oh.
Yeah, some
under more parking garages?
No, walking path got closed off at one point, and I hear through the grapevine that maybe perhaps there might be one up near the stadium that is on the down low.
Oh.
So, of course, you mention it in this podcast.
I have no way to confirm or deny. Or it was, I don't have any reliable source.
Okay.
So I don't know if it's true or not.
I also enjoy sports.
It's just talking to people about, you know, about sinkholes. They're like, oh yeah, there's one up. I went, okay. They're like, wow, you know, I heard that, you know, from, a, you know, it was one of those, I heard it from a person, you know.
Sure.
Yeah. What do I know? let's move on then. Let's go to this week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar. Abby has a talented tongue.
All right, then. Let's talk about the Commander of Sword, Abigail Brand. This 5-star character that is purple, blue, yellow. Peak performance costs 8 purple AP. Deal 1,860 damage. Choose a basic tile to become a basic to become a two-turn repeater that destroys one enemy AP in the chosen tile's color. Passive component. Once per turn, when a friendly countdown tile or repeater tile's countdown reaches zero, destroy one enemy AP in the enemy's strongest color. Let's see, this scales up to 9,354 damage, and it's a fortified repeater tile. Okay, that seems dandy. Burn notice, 6 blue AP. Create one strength 118 attack tile and a two-turn blue repeater tile that removes one enemy strike, attack, or protect tile, and creates one strength 118 attack tile. That's a lot. I'm gonna see what this does when it's powered up. Creates strength 622 attack tile. The blue repeater tile creates a strength 622 attack tile, and these are fortified repeater tiles. Brand loyalty, 5 yellow AP. Create a 3-turn yellow countdown tile that reduces another friendly repeater or countdown tile to 0. Passive, up to 3 times per turn, when a friendly countdown or repeater tile reaches 0, Abigail Brand's team gains a burst of 353 health. Okay, let's see. This scales up to a burst of 1,947 health, and it becomes a fortified repeater tile. So, I mean, that's a... Unless I've already forgotten what I just read, yellow didn't seem that good. But maybe I didn't understand it, because I'm slow. But it seems like 553 would be the answer to this puzzle. I don't feel like this is someone that you guys have a ton of insight on, but I'm going to ask anyway.
I do not, but that's what the internet says. You're correct.
Yeah, thanks, internet! I'll stop talking trash about you so much.
Apparently, I don't have this configured correctly in any way. All I really remember about her is her match damage is really good.
Mm.
She's got that animation with the giant space laser, right?
I don't know. Does she?
That sounds like something that would happen. I don't know. It's not someone I get to play.
I don't have her champed, so I you know. Mm-hmm.
It's all on you, Ray.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. I don't remember.
Well, anyway, that's what Sunny and Zand are, and it's Abigail Brand, Commander of Sword.
Let's move on, then, to acting, thank you!
Yes. So, this week, I believe, in the acting thank you actor's chair, we have none other than Sharon Stone. Sharon Stone. So, I am starting this week, and I am placing Sharon Stone as none other than Moonstone, everybody's favorite two-star character in this game, and everybody's favorite evil psychologist out of this game. I don't know. There was, you know, it wasn't, I don't know, I feel like Sharon Stone's got a little bit of evil going on, so I wanted her in a more sinister role, and I thought this would be, probably appropriate.
Interesting. I mean, I definitely see, where you got. I would have never thought of Moonstone, because I don't remember ever reading a comic that had Moonstone in it, so.
They never do. You know.
Who's next?
You.
Oh, okay.
Ray.
So, to me, I thought this was obvious, and I actually thought we might go 3-for-3, but apparently not.
Oh.
I totally thought it was Emma Frost right away. I thought she should have been Emma Frost.
I don't dislike that at all. I would have never gotten there. We weren't as close as you had hoped. I apologize. I thought I totally pooped the bed, but apparently we're just two different wavelengths on this one.
But I see her like in her white outfit from that Kirk Douglas movie. Not Kirk Douglas. What's his son's name?
Michael Douglas
movie. <laughs> You know, it's just...
That's a Emma whole different Frost movie just, if Kirk Douglas is doing it.
That's true. But, to me it was obvious, and apparently also Eric from Cincinnati thought the same thing, but we'll get to that later.
Oh, okay. All right, Craig.
All right, I have an even worse take than the two of you.
Yes!
If you'd like to rewind one segment, I'm saying we give her green hair and she's Abigail Brand. I think she could play, you know, a annoyed bureaucrat kind of running the sword, you know, place and melting people's faces with her hot hands. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't hate it any more than I hate Razor mine.
All right.
I'm still trying to picture it, but okay.
Yeah, I'm feeling kind of loose this week. I thought that was a acceptable assessment.
How loose is your goose?
Normal. All
right. Oh, so who we got next week to think about?
Next week, apparently, the ultra-obscure Mark Strong is up next week.
Yeah. Ray and I will do lots of research on Mark Strong before next week.
I may have entered him onto the list without team approval. I apologize.
Yeah, I had. You mentioned this just earlier tonight, and I IMDb'd and looked through the list. I've seen like two of the movies he's been in, and they were small parts. So, I'll do a little YouTube research and see what I find.
But I do know who knows all about Mark Strong. Thespify.
Thespify.
All right, Willie, what's in the mailbag then?
So, as I mentioned, Stink Bomb says that thanks for the Keanu readback. Keanu fixes Cyclops because he's a freaking joke of a character, and it speaks to the subtle nepotism inherent in Charles's psyche. If Cyclops knows that he has to miss the target, then how is he the natural leader? When have you ever seen Cyclops give the leadership speech necessary to win the fight? He's always written as a colossal wanker who's jealous and is bespectacled. How do you simultaneously respect Chuck and his decision to promote Scott to lead the X-Men if Scott can't hit the target when it matters? So.
I just want to say, though, if you've read enough X-Men comics, you should never respect Charles Xavier. He has done some bad, bad things.
But this just seems like, I mean, he's done bad things. This thing just seems like an incompetent thing. I don't know. I guess because he's like lawful neutral, Chuck thinks that he should be a good leader. I don't know. He goes on to say, now, Sharon Stone, there has never been an easier casting than Emma Frost. She's got so much game, she can lull Sebastian Stan into hitting on her on national television without batting an eye. This is true. See, and he provided a video clip.
I mean, I really buy into the 1980s Sharon Stone, not the 2020 Sharon Stone.
I'm open to that. I haven't seen her in anything in quite some time, so.
The Total Recall Sharon Stone? Is that what you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I could totally buy Total Recall Sharon Stone. Get ready for a big surprise right there.
So he says she's got sauce for days. Put her in any costume and she sells Emma Frost. So, yeah, smoke show. I forgot. All caps. Smoke show.
No hashtag or anything with that there?
No, just all caps. Mm. At least, you know, that's what I got. So, yeah, then he posted the YouTube clip of Sebastian Stan hitting on her on national television. So I will include that in the Discord there for you. Not that you should watch it now. We're in the middle of a show.
All right. Sure. I'll try not to watch it.
Now is clearly not the best time.
But, yeah, that's it. That's all I got. Thanks, Willie.
All right, Willie. Easy mailbag. Once again, then, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to
pump. And we just want to pump.
You up.
You up. All right, let's see what this is all about. Might be, there's some stuff going on. We are still deep in the 10th anniversary O-Rama. This week, the four stars, the many, many four stars that you can enjoy. Throg boosted this week, as is Silk, Dark Beast, Morbius, Monica Rambeau, Lizard and Mantis.
Is that Monorail?
Monorail. Kate Pride, Loki, Alligator of Mischief, Hydra Stomper, Blob, Icarus, Echo, and Doc Ock.
One correction.
Boosted. Yes.
Samurai not told Throg. You, not Throg.
I couldn't hold on to that whole show. I was gone almost instantly.
Dude, that was half an hour ago. Good Lord.
Yeah. I've taken three naps since then.
He's had to read just what's on the screen.
Definitely not Throg, but all the other things that I do not bear repeating. Let's talk about the five stars. This go round, Adam Warlock and Yellowjacket are boosted. The Phoenix Five duo of Cyclops and Colossus are both boosted. Scarlet Witch is boosted. Null and Ronin are boosted. Electro, Odin, the mighty Shang-Chi is boosted, Ultron, Gamora, Cersei, and you guessed it, Big Wheel is boosted.
Big Wheel.
Finally. That sounds like a lot going on in the boosted zone.
Yeah.
So Shang-Chi does some things. Colossus teamed up with Scarlet Witch. Both boosted sound like they do some things.
I might have to put Big Wheel back into my team and take out Hitmonkey just to enjoy the boosted Big Wheel and Shang-Chi together.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's some quick winning right there.
Hmm.
Combo points, speed points, all the points.
Yeah, get it done. Let's see what Samurai says. It's a short week for this boosted list because of the boss event. And thank the gods, Shang-Chi may be boosted, but so are Switch Colossus. Here are some things that move faster than that. There's some classic slow-moving stuff, and then an unnecessary burn against Craig. But then he makes up for it with a lovely Lego Concord set.
Yeah, that looks pretty sweet.
It does look pretty sweet.
I like the folding up landing gear and such. That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I actually looked at the images, watching paint dry, watching grass grow. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm bored. I didn't know what the guy laying on the grass with the magnifying glass was doing.
Really like that base that says Concord there, that holds up the Concord, like a little plaque.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Little commemorative display plate.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's who's boosted this week. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Oh, we're still Ian. I always forget we have this big line of Ian things. Hey, Ian, hit us with what the pop of the week is.
Pop. First, let's talk about this K-pop band that is known as Treasure. Craig, are you sitting down?
Oh, no. Are there more than 10 members?
This 12-piece monstrosity. Wait. But wait, there's more. And by more, there's less. This 12-piece monstrosity has survival of the fittest itself down to a totally unacceptable 10. Here just this year, actually November 2020, to the two members left the band, leaving them a barely noticeable 10 members on the stage. They're fine. Their videos are really dramatic and well produced. I enjoyed that, but beyond that, I'm happy to move on to whoever it is next week. However, speaking,
so this song is just saying Bona Bona Bona.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
All right.
I can't help you. I'm sorry. It's a mystery to me as well. So in other bad news, let's talk about one of Coke's new signature flavors.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Craig. This is it is endorsed by or the flavor of the musician that calls themselves Marshmello.
Isn't he like a DJ or something?
Yes. Okay. I do believe he is something of that. He plays electronic music, something in that. A musician, because I don't have the deets. But it is Coca-Cola with a hint of strawberry and watermelon.
Oh, I'm way out.
As you should be.
Shouldn't it taste like marshmallow?
I feel like
maybe
the idea
that Peeps flavor for Coke.
Right, or yeah, something like that. Or they thought that strawberry watermelon tasted marshmallowy. I don't know. I'm not interested. It comes in the Coke Zero, and I can't drink that. That sounds like a bad time for me.
Yeah.
But I'm still all about their ridiculous concepts. The last, like, Space was okay, but Dreams wasn't good.
Which was what it kind of tastes like, cotton candy.
That might have been I don't remember. I don't remember hating Space, though. But I remember really feeling sad about Dreams, and I haven't had a chance to get my hands on Pixels yet, but I want to. I'll try to drink one before next week. I'm on a mission. Mm-hmm. So, thanks as always to Magnify.
Magnify.
Yes!
You got half a tank of gas, 2 packs of cigarette, and stark out, and you're wearing sunglasses. Ian, then, do you have Steam open then?
Not even close.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm opening 10, I think, so.
Do it, Doug.
Unless Greg wants to go first.
I haven't gotten there yet. I didn't have Steam open.
And take all my fives. All right, well, I'll do 10 then. Hey, the first one is a purple.
Nice.
Oh, man, I should have went first.
Venomosaurus Rex, tarred, no feathers. What is that? That's his blue. I got to keep track. I don't want to overdo it here. Number two is a four-star Puck. Number three is Sandman. Number four is another purple drum duo for Spider-Gwen. That's exciting. How many was that? Was that four?
That wasn't paying attention.
Five, Bishop. That's what I'm going with. Number six is Dazzler.
Ooh.
Number seven is purple. Omega Red Pestilence Spores. What was that, seven?
Sure.
I don't keep track.
One more, and then you're done.
Number...
eight would not be ten.
Eight.
Eight is Cloak and Dagger. Nine is She-Hulk. And number 10 is Ghost Rider. Sorry, I guess they changed the cover for She-Hulk. It really confused me. But there you go. I got 3 out of 10. That's ten-ish. I'm not sure.
Right. But you got 3. Well done.
So that should put my Omega Red at a 2-3-4, my Gwenom at a 5-4-3, and Rex is at a 2-2-3.
Great. All right. I'm going to jump in the mix. Got to open this. It's going to be a 4-star. Going to be Agent Coulson, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., Call the Cavalry. That is all.
All right. Let's see. I got 5 of these. Hey, it's Emma Frost.
Ha!
I hear she'll be played by Sharon Stone.
Very likely.
Mr. Negative. Hey, I don't have too many of those. That's nice.
Nice.
Deathlok. That guy from DC Comics. Hey, the cow, Melinda May, Calculated Strike. And all 4 stars. Loki Gator, get helps. What does that make my negative? 112. All right, he's flying up the charts. Thank you, though, as always, to the OG. This guy.
Nice.
Ian, what is on the podcast network?
The podcast network, which is called the Soon to Be Named Network. It can be found at soontobenamednetwork.com. We podcast alongside several other excellent shows to give you a variety for your podcasting day. You can find direct links to all of our pages at soontobenamednetwork.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
Ouch.
I can't say that I do.
I don't believe that I do.
I think I'm good.
Awesome. All right.
Everybody, thank you for joining us this week on this short show. Comment suggestions, shoot them at Ray. If the mailbag's filled up, we have more things to talk about. If you want to throw us a bone, click on the Amazon banner, buy yourself some stuff for your big fall back to football parties. Yeah.
That sounds nice.
Head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. But that's it. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, where'd I leave my bugle? Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.